Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Now, drivers on, and I'd love to know if you think you're one of them. You can text us if you like, anonymously. Drivers on autopilot are putting lives at risk. And in a new safety campaign, the RSA is warning, this is what I mean, how small increases in speed on rural roads can have deadly consequences. Because research from the RSA also shows that half of drivers think it's okay to go up to 10 kilometres per hour over an 80 kilometres per hour speed limit. An awful lot of people do this. They mightn't go beyond the 90 kilometres per hour then, but I think it's okay to go up to that. I'm joined by Sarah O'Connor, who's Director of Partnerships and External Affairs with the Road Safety Authority. Sarah, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon.
And you say that that type of kind of marginal speeding, if you like, is commonplace.
Well, I mean, I suppose the attitudinal research would indicate that it is quite commonplace. So, as you mentioned, you know, roughly half of people think it's okay to speed anything up to 10 kilometres above, you know, a rural road speed limit. And about close to another third, about 30% of people believe it's okay to speed more than that again. So above 10 kilometres above a speed limit.
Why, I wonder?
I suppose, like, this is a fairly entrenched behaviour. It's a big piece of work for us to understand people's attitudes around speed and then to move them and to shift them. And that's what this ad today is all about, is helping people to recognise their own behaviour, to recognise maybe where it is a little bit askew and doesn't take into account the kind of risks that are involved. And then accordingly, I suppose, to really get people to adapt their behaviour.
I'll ask you to put on your headphones as well. I wonder, does that hold, Sarah, for a 120 kilometre speed limit as well? I mean, the example we gave is for an 80 kilometre speed zone, and that people might do 90, might go beyond 90. But does it hold as well if you're on a motorway, the speed limit is 120 kilometres? Does the research suggest that people think it's okay to do 130?
Well, we look at what people actually do. So we do observational studies at the roadside for every different kind of road. And then we also assess people's attitudes and behaviours. And both in terms of what people actually do and their attitudes, the two are intrinsically linked. In both instances, people believe speeding is a reasonably acceptable activity on our roads. So, and that is regardless of which kind of road you're looking at. So this ad campaign today, really, it is looking at rural roads specifically, because we see a really high proportion of fatalities and serious injuries on that roads. 3 in 4 fatalities are on rural roads, and very close to half of serious injuries are on rural roads. When we look at that, you know, across a long span of number of years. And really, I suppose what we're trying to say is acceptance of speeding is a problem across all roads, but specifically when we look at those rural roads, we are seeing outcomes that are very, very significant. And it's very difficult for people, I suppose, to understand risk. And this ad is trying to convey risk in a way that makes people think. So that prompts their cognition, you know, from a psychological point of view, and makes them really challenge that. But then also that makes them feel something and care something about speed, because both of those things need to work together in order for us to move and shift people's attitudes from where they're currently at.
And Sarah, the campaign is also supported by bereaved families, and you're hoping that their stories resonate. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Look, I think that the piece about people not understanding risk, particularly when it's a road you're familiar with, it's a route you're familiar with, it might be your travel to and from work in any given instance, people can just automatically slip into autopilot and driving unconsciously. And the point about that is that we use advocate stories and ask them to tell their story and to personalise it, because personal stories really stick with people and may help them to make a shift in behaviour that they won't necessarily take from me quoting statistics at you or doing that in other ways. So we've been really pleased to receive their support from a number of bereaved families, and we will be helping them over the course of the next number of weeks to talk about those stories and hopefully to move people from that attitude of, I'm used to the road, I know where I'm going, I'm absolutely fine, I'm confident in my driving abilities that I can cope with what I meet. Instead, for them to say, this is my road, this is our road, I'd never want to see me or anyone else hurt on this road, and I'm going to adapt and change my behaviour accordingly. And it's about trying, I suppose, to make any of us rethink the attitude, and then accordingly for that to follow through in terms of behaviour.
What difference does it make if to be, we'll say, in one of those examples that you've given, 10k over an 80k limit, you know, that little bit, I suppose, as some people might see it, what difference does that make then in your ability to make decisions or the damage that you might do if you crash?
Well, it impacts on both. So it can impact in terms of anybody's ability to undertake a maneuver to avoid another road user, regardless of what type of that road user is. So that's one piece. Reaction times are slowed. If you are driving above the speed limit, you do not have as much time to react to something unexpected. So that's one piece. And the second piece is, if you are driving more quickly, you cannot slow down as easily as somebody who is driving more slowly. Sounds like a really obvious thing to say, but that makes a difference in terms of severity. And it isn't only about our speed ourselves, it's also about the appropriate speed for the other road user as well. And, you know, I'm not an expert in physics, but the severity of the collision comes from both speeds combined and the impact that that has on the human body. So it has very real impact.
All efforts are important, right? But can I try and take you to task for one second in terms of the approach here? You're appealing again to driver behaviour, right? Really, can I put it to you that the most impactful thing that you could do on Irish roads is enforcement? More Gardaí, more speed cameras. And instead of appealing not to drive quickly on rural roads that are bad, engineer the bloody badness out of the road. Stop putting black spots up, signs for this is a road black spot. Take the black spot out of the road. I mean, isn't that the best way forward?
Look, I think when we talk about the road safety strategy and we talk about any interview that I do when we're launching a new campaign or undertaking something new in the education behaviour, the simplistic response that we get back is, don't deal with that problem, deal with the other problem over here. So, for example, when it comes to speeding, it is about education, it is about awareness, it is about engineering, and it is about enforcement. So it's all of those pieces working together.
Well, it's proportions as well, Sarah, isn't it, in fairness?
Well, I think if you consider the kind of roads that we're looking at, roads of 60, 80, 100 kilometres, rural roads, it may not be safe, for example, for a Garda car to be parked on a particular location, because that may cause a road safety risk.
It may not be safe to do 60 or 80 on those roads, but yet they're marked as 60 or 80. I mean, why is that? I mean, everybody in the country, I would say, everybody has driven a road where they see the sign as 80 and they're driving a 30 or 40 and they're saying, what the hell is 80 doing on this road? As but, a sign,
I mean, I think that's been very clearly actioned in the last number of weeks. I mean, the speed limit changes have come into play. Mm-hmm.
But only after conversations like this.
Well, I think that the speed limit changes happen with fairly significant regularity. I mean, I think the last significant one was about 10 years ago, for example, in about 2015. That made a whole scale number of changes. And actually, it did play a role in terms of reducing fatalities and serious injuries in the years that come after it. I think it can be a mistake to interpret that there's one magic golden solution. That's not how road safety works. It's a very complex area of behaviour. For some person, some people, they may only change their behaviour when they see a Garda on their local road that they're driving home on. For somebody else, they may hear the ad and say, oh, okay, yeah, that makes me think I've had a near miss myself on my own local road. I actually should really be copping on and thinking about that. And they may also say, I might say that to the other person from my house who I think maybe drives a little bit more quickly, to say, look, God, we'd never like that to be us, and that particular bend is really dangerous, and let's take that into account.
Okay, so you're saying it's not just Gardaí, or it's not just engineering, it's everything.
It's the combination.
This type of messaging works as well.
It does, and okay. Irish people in particular identify road safety advertising as being a really important part of the mix for them when they think about what works and what helps them in terms of their road safety behaviours.
Okay, and I'd love reaction to that exactly on 51551, but for the moment, Sarah O'Connor, Director of Partnerships and External Affairs at the RSA. Thank you very much indeed.